Hello, welcome to the Thursday, December 10th, 2015 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got a diary by Xavier following up on an older diary of his. In this diary from a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about a little Raspberry Pi that was configured to clean up USB drives and remove possibly malicious files. In the second part, Xavier explains how you can use PowerShell to actually trigger other scripts whenever a USB drive is plugged into the system. And then, for example, you can use these PowerShell scripts to check if the log file that this particular tool leaves behind on the USB drive is present, and if not, then the USB drive is ejected. Lots of other things, of course, you could do with this particular event. And in general, of course, we kind of discourage people from using USB drives, but in reality, it's really difficult to run a business and run your systems without ever using USB drives these days. And after Microsoft's patch Tuesday, today we have cleanup Wednesday, and Microsoft had to retract one of the patches released yesterday. This patch affected Outlook 2010, and if you had Outlook come back in safe mode after you applied this patch, then you're requested to remove the patch from your system until Microsoft is able to fix this particular problem. If you haven't patched yet, at this point the patch is not available, so anything you download right now should not include this particular item. And Core Security did publish a proof of concept exploit, including more details about MS-15-134. The vulnerability patched here affects Windows Media Center, so only these systems should be affected. And the particular Media Center link or .mcl file format that is used exclusively by Windows Media Center. But Microsoft isn't quite done patching. Apparently, they leaked the XboxLive.com certificate, or better, the secret key that goes with that certificate. And as a result, they're now revoking that particular certificate. And of course, this does not just affect the Xbox gaming console, but any version of Windows, or for that matter, any system that would trust this particular certificate. There are no details about how many people did have access to the particular secret key, or what's the nature of the leak that prompted Microsoft to take these additional measures to revoke that certificate. And Google announced that it will extend safe browsing to the mobile version of Google Chrome. Actually, the latest version already has this feature enabled. I believe that's version 46. So Android users that happen to be current should already be able to benefit from this. Safe browsing is, well, the feature that you see in other browsers as well. It essentially queries Google's database of known malicious sites, whether or not a particular site you're about to visit is listed in that database. And if so, then you will see a warning screen. One little word of caveat here is with mobile devices, of course, bandwidth is sometimes more at a premium than with desktop systems. As a result, safe browsing does cause a little bit extra network overhead as it's trying to reach out to Google servers in order to determine the status of a website before it actually visits it. But we don't just have proof of concepts for Microsoft's patches from yesterday. We also got one for an Apple patch that was released yesterday. Within the recent update, Apple did introduce a content blocker feature in Safari, essentially an API that can be used to limit content that's being rendered by Safari. The goal here was to get rid of third-party applications that did so via, well, playing man in the middle. And that, of course, affects users' privacy. Now, the promise here was that these new content blockers will no longer know what site a particular user visited. The problem, however, was here that this feature did allow these content blockers to inject arbitrary style sheets into sites the user visits, and with that, again, it was possible to learn what site the user visited. I wouldn't rate this as a huge problem, but certainly nice of this particular individual to report this to Apple and for Apple to fix this. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks for listening. And just as a reminder, I always appreciate it if you tell others about it, if you post about this on social networks. The reason I do it is because people are listening. Also, feedback and content suggestions are always welcome. I hope I fixed the one audio clipping issue that a user reported last week. I don't always listen to these podcasts myself. Really somewhat difficult to listen to my own voice. That's it, and thanks, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.